And we've seen God do an amazing thing by bringing two churches together. Then all of a sudden, life happens. And God wants to right now do something sweet in our midst. And I want to encourage you today that God wants us to live expectant of miracles every day. So often, we can see Him do something wonderful, find ourselves in a place now and start to get bitter. Just like that. Israelites within 3 days became bitter. So Father, I thank You that You are doing a great work in our midst. And I pray, Lord, if there's anyone today who's feeling any bitterness in their heart, Father, maybe doubt's crept in, or maybe just life has worn you down. I pray, Father, that you cause there to be a sweetening in the heart again, that you reawaken, that you revive, and you reveal yourself mightily to every one of us today, in Jesus' name. Amen. What a joy to be able to ask you to come up, Zelani. Can we pray for this amazing man? Yeah. Father, I thank you for Zelani. Thank you for who he is and what he's carried. I thank you that who he's been in this house, Father. And we pray for a release of your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, church. I'm telling you, this has never been an easy platform to be here. It's very terrifying. It's very scary. But through God, by His grace, He's the one that is doing the work, not me. I think, Andrew, you've already taken some of my message in this morning. So probably God is actually at work. He's doing something. Can I open in prayer? Father, I just ask your word will come through in this morning. It's not about me, but it's about you. I pray that as we leave this place, we're still not the same, but we're full of you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I pray your church in this morning will be actually centered in you, and they can be able to say they love you as well. But your word, it brings truth. So I pray in this morning that your word will change life. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I just got a few stories just really to share. By the way, as we're going down at Rich River, I'm not going to be with the bunch of the guys in the car. So I'm flying. Sorry, Andrew, you're going to have KGs and the rest. I'll be missing my wife, you know. But basically, when I'm going to fly and going somewhere, I always pray that the Lord must bring someone that does not know Him, and he must sit next to me, because I will tell him about Jesus. So you have no chance in the aeroplane. You're not going to change the seat. You are always next to me, so definitely I'll tell you about Jesus. So that is my prayer, that the Lord brings someone at the airport to fly all the way to PE, and then I will tell him about Jesus sitting next to me. So you've got no chance. So, and then on the way back again, and then I will be preaching as well at the PE, one of the church in the township, and one of the church called the New Wine. So I'll ask for your prayers as I'm preaching over that place. But it's just really amazing to be able to just share the word of the Lord everywhere you go. And this week, it's just been fantastic to see God is at work. God is doing something great. I was just telling a friend of mine that in Stockville, we had people just say, we're going to feed the community of Stockville for 6 months. And we will make sure we're going to distribute about 60 food parcels every month. And we already had one that I've sent it on the WhatsApp group for the church. It just really makes me thinking God is still providing. God is still doing something that we look at it and we're like, man, it's just, you can't stop looking at God doing something great. So I'm just really wanted to say to you guys, I'm excited. And we've been going around with a friend of mine, sharing the gospel at the Dozen Hook. And we just see God is really working. And he's doing something that sometimes we are so tired and we don't know what is going on. And then I wanted to say to you, let's go back to the basic. Because God is always working. How many of us we've complicated things? We've made it something that meant to be simple, but we've made it to this big higher grade. We even tempted to scare the people that to share the gospel, you must be that high, you must be that educated, but the gospel is for everyone got to play. The gospel is not for certain people, and I wanted to say I'm very honored that I could be able to stand in the front, but we are all got an opportunity to share the word of God. If all of us here leave this place and live and go somewhere and to impact someone, I think this place could be full because we took initiative to share the gospel with someone else. God has been challenging me. I haven't reached to that degree, but I've been saying to God, I want to teach today, just let's go back to the basic. Let's not complicate things. And I want to start first, really, by really honoring Andrew and Veronica. Thank you for being around here. You have set me free with my wife to do more what we like. And let's just give them a big hand and honor them for being around. Thank you. And we know it's not easy. But we actually say God is going to be doing the work. We needed to trust him to build this church. We needed to put our hands off and say, Lord, be the one. And I've really been deeply impacted from the past 2 weeks where Andrew shared about rejoice in the promise keeper. My goodness, can we rejoice, church? We're becoming grumpy because of the society, what is going on. Let's rejoice. Let's be thankful again. And he talks about sitting on his table. I want to be with my daddy. I want to be with him. I want to just really receive for what he's saying to me. And thank you for really encouraging us again. And I don't know, how did you rejoice when you lost so much water? We don't have water at Embo. You can bring some water to us. But we are praying and certainly all the time. Let's just be the church that rejoice. I like our values. That has been written on the cup. But I got my favorite one. Church as the family. I was saying to someone, do you realize that it's been quite a while that we've met together, but we still got some people say that I'm going to Sarepta, and we still call it Sarepta. It's just a habit, but we are actually one. We are one. We are Upper Highway Vineyard. And I've been telling other people, even the youngsters, I said, if you, it's full mouth to say Upper Highway Vineyard, you just say, UHV. It sounds good. But we are family. We are family. We needed to be one. We needed to realize that we are together. Passionate about spirituality stuff. We cannot live here. We are not being impacted. We want to see God move in this place. We want to see the kingdom of God move here. We don't want to live still the same. But we want to live here full of him. Open heart, open hands. That is my favorite one. I like it. Because when we have open hearts, we can be able to have an open hands. And that's what we are seeing in the Upper Highway Vineyard now. When we have an open heart from God, and we can be able to have an open hands to bless those who are in need. So when we receive, we can be able to share with others. And really, that is my favorite one. And then everyone involved, everyone got to play. There's no high priest, but we're all able to play in everywhere we go. In our workplace, wherever we are, we needed to be able just to share the word of God. So I really like all these values. I was deeply impacted the whole time when we were sitting with Andrew and David, just going through to those things. Do they mean something to me? How can I able just to bring it into the church? But again, as I wanted to say to you, let's go back to the basic. I want to have 5 things that I don't want to complicate it. And then I want you to remember those 5 things. So it can be simple, so you can say, I've heard it. You can even write it down, because it's just a basic thing. I'm not a person. I was actually sharing one of the moms at Inganeyami, a bit of a story for me. That I come from Embo. I went to Kabazela High School. Kabazela High School, they used to teach us English in Zulu. So you'll have a teacher in the class that is teaching English, but she's teaching English in Zulu. So I did not have any, what you call that, my kids goes to Hillcrest High. Most of the time they correct my English. And they said, Daddy, that's not how you say it. And this is how you say it with all the pronunciation of the English. But my day, I'm telling you, I can be able to share the gospel even with that English. Because it's just a basic thing. It's not for the people that went, got the higher grade and standard to that. Theologians, I definitely love those people. But can I tell you, you bring the theologian down at Stockville and tell him to share the gospel, I'm telling you, they're going to look at him and laugh at him. Because we are called to put the gospel in such a basic. Let's not complicate it. Even talking about the worship, and I did not tell my wife, but I felt like I was going to sing this. I don't know if you remember. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. That's basic. Nothing complicated about that. But we don't want to. We wanna take this thing to this high level. And church, I wanna preach in this morning that let's take this thing into this level. Let's take it back to the foundation. Let's take it where the gospel says it clear in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. It says, this is what the Lord says. Stop at the crossroad and look around and ask for the old and the godly ways and walk in it. Walk in it. Travel its path and you will find rest for your souls. Walk in it. I love it. I used to have a story with my grandmother. All the time, I used to ask, why you still love Jesus? And she used to say to me, because I've seen what he has done for me in my life. And I will rejoice with all means. And I look at it around when it says, ask for the old and the godly way and walk in it. And for me, it's an interpretation again, just to go back into the basic. You know how many of the things that have been complicated now in these days? And I remember, yeah, other time, I used to have sort of a class of the oldies used to walk in into my office because they are very confused because of the cell phones. And they said, I want my old cell phone because this is complicated. And I said, I'll teach you just the basic how to use your cell phone. And one of the granny that I will never forget, she was such a darling, Anne Hotchkiss, she's with the Lord now. She used to be the first one to WhatsApp me. But when she's WhatsApp me, you'll see the picture of her on the WhatsApp. And I was like, you're sending me the picture of your face. And, oh, I didn't know how did I do that. But I sit it down. I said, and I want to teach you just the basic of how to use WhatsApp. And after that, I used to have a flood of scriptures coming because I taught her just the basic way. And to this element, today, guys, I want us to return to the basic of our faith and the word of God and the prayer and just in obedience. And I got 5 things that I want to start with. I don't know about you, but your faith gets to be troubled. Your faith gets to be challenged. That is number one. Just go back to the basics to be able to have the faith that you have before. When you said yes to Jesus, no one will stop you because you have that strong faith. Even some little things, as Andrew says, that we trusted for TVs, we just have to have that faith. And that the Lord will be able to bring those things. And the scripture says that with the faith. And I'm actually saying these scriptures because they are meaning something to me to just help me to get back to the basic. And it's even written in one of my back diaries that I go to the scriptures to help me to be able to sustain my faith again to Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him, he must believe God exists, and that the reward those who certainly seek him. Faith is the foundation of our relationship with God. That's what is it about. That's what we are really aiming. If without faith, we cannot fully walk with him. When we have that faith, we can be able to strive back again. Just a simple basic thing that we needed to fall in love with Jesus again. We must be on fire for him. Because everything that is surrounded us, it's about him. It's not about anything around. That is number one. I would like you to really, how is my faith and how is my walk with God? Because we tend to forget, we tend to be able, those people that we like, we've been doing, and I'm saying to you, not that I've arrived to that level, but there's so many people that be walking with the Lord here for many years, and I want to say to you, well done. But we can easily forget sometimes some things when we are in troubles because we said, I've been walking with the Lord for many years. I resist that because I don't want to do anything without him. I want him to be the center of everything, to be the one that will bring out my faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, so faith comes from hearing. That is hearing the way, the good news about Christ. By hearing. We had someone that used to be a mentor with me during this week. And then he sat down, he bring the Bible, and then he looked at me and they said, Zolan, I want to say to you, I do not hear God. And he is a pastor, that person. I was like, oh my goodness, this guy does not hear God. But he said, but through his word, I can hear God. He speaks louder to me. I don't hear through the voice. But when I'm reading his word, that's where I get an opportunity to hear him. How many of us that we needed to take an opportunity by through reading his word, and then we'll be very encouraged by hearing what God is saying to us. Number two, the word guides us. I resist all the time, church. Sometimes some of you guys, We actually got a thing called DMM in the community of Stouffville, which is Disciple Making Movement. And then people that do not even never read the Bible, when you give the Bible, they don't know where to go and look into the scriptures. And fortunately, back in the day, some people, they've heard it from the Sunday school, the stories of Noah or something like that. And they're like, is that in the Bible? But it's amazing when you said, first of all, when I'm giving you a Bible, it's about helping your faith to walk with God. Number two, you must look Christ into that word of God. And we do not start with all these heavy scriptures, the book of Revelation or something like that. We just go to the simple one. And we said, God so loved the world and he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, so they can have an entire life. And they recite that the whole month. And as when they come to you, they want to know more about the word of God. And that is just a basic. There's nothing complicated about it. We just keep it to the standard because God is always working. We wanted to intervene what God is doing. God is already in the progress. God is doing something in your life that he never stopped. Actually, in Zulu, there is a song that is saying, "Akazeli akalali." He never sleeps. He never actually wanted to fall in on sleep. And the angels, they are surrounded you over 24 hours and looking after you. Can you believe that? That we have a God that is always in your presence. Even the situations that you are dealing with, he says, no, I'm not going to be sleeping because I will be dealing with you. I will be working with you. I will be comforted. And even to go to him and say, Father Abba, Father, I love you. How many of us that get that affirmation that we love him? And he loves you back and returning on that. Let's go back to the basic. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Clear and effective, this leads to the better outcomes. Can we be the church of Upper Highway where we are the light? We are the feet. Because the church is us. This is the building. But we needed to be able to take the word out into the other people's level. All scriptures is inspired by God. And it's used to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our life. God used it to prepare and equip his people to do a good work. To do a good work. That's what scripture is about, is to really prepare us and equip us. When Andrew standing in front of us, whatever God is telling him to telling us, it's for his own good work. God. So for his name to be glorified, not Andrew and Zolani to be glorified. That's what it's emphasizing. For his good work. And sometimes the scriptures challenged me. Sometimes scriptures really moved me because I couldn't. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, how can we have all these things happening in this world? But your words is saying that everything is going to be okay. I want to say to you, this is the comfort, the word of God. This is the one that's helping us to still stay in shape. Because we easily get out of the rail. And I like the train because it got to have two. But the train is not going to go anywhere if one is out. And it's nice with the railway where it's going to hit up on the direction. Carmen, how many of us here number? Not number four. Come on, man. What happened to this? Sorry, guys. How many of us really the prayer? And I always say this to Anne. We do not like to pray when things are going worse in our direction. But taking the moment, just in the morning, waking up and say, Lord, I want to connect with you. I want to connect through the prayer. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful to all the circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belongs to the Christ. Prayer is how we communicate with God and align in our heart with His. Church, we found people, even when we used to do Alpha Course, some people, they can't even pray. What about us that we walk with the Lord, that we needed to actually go back to the basic and just pray? That's how we're going to connect with God. That's how we're going to be able to be in line. Philippians chapter 4 says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. And then you will experience God's presence, which is expectantly anything far more than that. Whatever troubles you, you just tell Him. This is what I'm dealing with. And I'm saying to you, I've been really terrified to come and minister to you. I've been telling Him this whole week, Lord, I want you here. I want you to be able to the one that you can speak to the people. You tell Him anything that is troubling you, and you will see the outcome of God really intervening. And I promise, some of the prayers that I've written down, they sound really crazy. And we're chatting to a friend of mine. We said, we want to build the houses, and this is how the houses look like. In the meantime, in our bank account, we used to have 10 rand at the end of the month. But the Lord heard the prayers, and He has provided. We have a wonderful house, and where God really heard our prayers, where we pray all the time on Monday and say, Lord, we want you to come through. And even the community that we got involved, we pray for them. We pray for our family. It challenged me. Even sometimes, you cannot pray for one another if you actually have something against each other. But when we love one another and coming for prayer for one another, if my people humble themselves and pray, I will come. That's what the scripture says, that we needed to be humbled and really seek for Him. And number four, let's just be obedient and walking in God's will. John chapter 14, verse 15 says, if you love me, obey my commandments. If you love me, obey my commandments. Many people hear God's word, but do not do anything. I do not want us to be that church when we hear God's word and we do not do anything. We must actually be able to hear God's word and do something. James actually says that, let's be the doers of the word. It's not easy to be doers of the word. But when we hear it, let's be in obedience to see what God is saying. On this day, I was really being obedient to God, and I did not like it. I had a busy test day. We're giving the food parcel about 160. And then I went to go and fetch my kids. And I'm naughty. I'm not going to say that in front of my wife. I went to McDonald's to get something to eat. As I was sitting at McDonald's, the Lord was troubling me because there was two couples just chatting. And the Lord says to me, you must go to those couples and find out what do they do. And I'm like, Lord, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go straight to the two couples sitting down there. Probably they're on their date or something like that. And I refused. But there was something that's staring on me. And then again, as I was about to leave, I hear them talking about the problem of the father figures of the children that they lead in one of their church, and the issues that they are facing. And I felt the Lord say, Zolan, you must be obedient because you hear my words. I've spoken to you. You must go to them and find out what do they do. And I was brave. After wrestling with God maybe five times, I don't know how many of you have that issue again. When God telling you to do something and you don't want it to. And then I'm saying to you, you must take a step of faith and do it. Because you regret when you leave. And I walked to them and I said, "What, guys? I'm sorry. I was happy to run away if they're going to say, 'You're disturbing us in our date.' What do you guys do?" And they said, "We lead in the church in Waterfall. But we're making sure that the fatherless, they have a father who is above and we're taking care of them. We walk with them." And they started asking me, "What do you do?" And I said, "I just do the work of the Lord." I did not want to say anything much. But they said, "When you walked in, we have a sense that we are doing one thing, which is the kingdom work." And they started telling me the story of what they are doing. And actually, it's them connected me with Robin Hood, with SA Food Rescue, to be able to do a further work of the Lord. And that way, when we are obedient to God, and God is actually doing his own work. And I wanted to say to you, church, let's move our hands out and let God be God. Let him do what is good and doing it apart. By the way, I'm not going to be landing, but I was going to speaking about the hour because there's food here. But because I'm hungry, this is going to be my landing. Number 5, God is always working. God is always working. He never stops. He never stops. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 says, "For it is God who works in you." Who works in you? Who works in you? In me. To both his will, to work for his good pleasure, for his glory. That's what we are aiming to see. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, "We know that for those who love God and all things work together for good, for who those who are called according to his purpose." I love John chapter 5 verse 17. I was one of the in the funeral at Eastern Cape, and this woman opened the scripture. It really touched me. Jesus himself, he said, he answered them and said, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." My Father is working until now. He's an Alpha and Omega. And there is nothing that is an ending. He's the God that does not lie. What he says, he will deliver. What he has promised, he will make sure it's happening in this moment. So if you felt God hasn't been working in your life, God hasn't been doing anything, I wanted to say, let's take it back to the basic. Let's allow God to work in your life. I want to close by this. This is a prayer that I've wrote here. God, help me to take this thing back to the basic. How am I going to do that? By just loving his people. By just really loving his people. I think we are gathered here, and I always appreciate it. Recently, Mazoe, we've got to travel together from when I dropped my sons at Hillycrest High and then all the way to Western Park. Andrew can spot me because I've got the tule at the top. And then he saw me when I was cutting on the line. So, and then he said, "I can see you. You're cutting the line." And then I said, "Sorry, I was caught by the pastor. Ask for the forgiveness." And it does cut it, so sometimes that was not there. But Zoe challenged me, and he asked me, Daddy, what do you do? What is your work? Because I think they're learning some sort of career, and other children, they said, my dad is a doctor, my dad is a police, and they've got all everything. And it was a big, hard thing to say, what do I do? I think she knows that, what I'm doing. But the answer that I've answered, I said, I'm working just to love in the people. And she looked at me with these eyes. What is that kind of work? Just really be there for them and love them and pray for them. And then in the meantime, it did not take very long time. I've met one of the parents when we had that coffee shop. And then she said, I knew what you're doing through Zoe because it says you're loving the people. And that is what you are doing. And then again, I want to challenge to you. Take that 5 moment, this moment, just close your eyes. Where have you taken this thing to this high level? Let's just put it back to the basic because we know God is working. How can we go out there and still share what God has taught us into his word? And just take this moment. We're going to come to the table now. But I want to, as we walk into the table, I want to repent. Where I has not been obedient over you, where I've complicated things, Lord, I want to fall in love with you again. I want to be on fire for you, Jesus. As the church as well, we want to be on fire for Jesus. I don't want to take these things to the high grade, but I want to take it straight to the basic, where I can see the life being changed. So just, could you just close the moment and just, if we're going to come to the table, I'm just going to close with prayer. But I want us to really be challenged again to take the gospel out there. What we receive. Lord, in the book of Revelation, you said it as I'm praying over the scriptures. But I have these compliments against you. You do not love me or each other as you did at the first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did it at the first time. Father, I pray that we can have the first love of you again. I pray, Lord, that we can just fall in love to you, Jesus, for what you do in our life. Lord, would you work in our life? And Lord, I ask for forgiveness where we've actually trying to do things in our own. But Lord, we want to work along the side. Lord, we want to just keep it simple. Keep it simple. As we're saying, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. We love you, Jesus. Father, we pray as Thomas leading us into this table. Father, we know there was a blood that shed for each and every one of us here. And the body that was broken. But Lord, as we get into this table, we wanted to examine ourselves. Lord, if we fall left or short or maybe complicated things, we ask, Lord, that would you intervene again in our life. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Bless you.